This is CliffCentral.com.
Tom, thank you very much for having us aboard this incredible ship. I managed to catch just a little bit yesterday of your presentation and your discussion around what incredible ideas and innovations you guys are putting in every time you get together to think about the next year's itinerary and what you're doing to this ship in October when it goes into the dry dock. Very, very exciting stuff. I'm sorry that we're in the room that you like the least. You said this room is the one that you want to see refurbished immediately. You said you called it the Golden Girls sitting room.
Well, I did mention that indeed. Well, first and foremost, it's our pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you so much.
Yes, this room really is showing its age. And again, when you think about Crystal and what Crystal offers, you don't want to get to that point.
So I just it is time to bring it back up. There is nothing on this ship that, to my mind and to my eye, I think perhaps because you've been on so many cruises and you see so much of the ship, maybe you have a different... I think this is even lovely, and I thought it was very just a funny comment. So, Tom, running an incredible organization like this must be quite daunting. You've got so many people all over the world doing so many things. You've got your river cruises. You're launching Endeavour soon. You've got the jet. You've got these amazing ships. Mm-hmm. It's quite a portfolio.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could call it daunting. It's also very exciting. We have now products in a lot of different markets, and there is a very specific strategy behind doing it that way. If you think about what made Crystal big over 25 years ago, it is obviously this blue water cruising, this big ocean cruising, and we do that at a level that is still unparalleled in the luxury business, and our guests enjoy that a lot. But as the company ages, our passengers age with it. We have a very high loyalty-based guest, so in order to be successful and set us up for the future, rightfully so, we have to bring in younger people into the fold, people that aren't necessarily Crystal passengers today. So there's a couple of ways to do that, but one of the ways is to kind of widen the scope of what we offer. So if you think about the yacht, it brings in a slightly younger crowd of people, and about 50% of them have never cruised with Crystal before. You think about the river cruises, it's the same dynamic. It is slightly younger, not a whole lot younger, but it is 50% people that are new to Crystal. So it really does two things. For the 50% of the Crystal loyal cruisers that want to do something else within the embrace of the Crystal brand, it gives them the opportunity to go explore the rivers or Europe, or go to the Croatian coast on a yacht with 60 people instead of 600 on a ship like this. And on the other hand, it's bringing in people that we hope that then will move on from river up to the ocean product that we have. So it's kind of widening the base, and it does it in a very exciting way, actually.
I'm most impressed by the quality. I mean, we talk about 6-star, an experience like this Crystal Serenity. I mean, we look today at the galley, and just, I mean, it's mind-boggling the amount of logistical and operational work that goes into preparing meals for the 900 passengers, let alone the 600 staff. It's quite something. It's a monstrous
absolutely
machine.
It's a logistical planning and a logistical exercise almost every single day. But it is something that made Crystal what is Crystal. The level of detail to service, but also the food that Crystal presents is at the top of what any brand would offer out there. And that comes, again, back into every single product that we offer. If you think about what we're doing on the river cruises, we have the same size ships as every other cruise line, have AMA or UniWorld or whatever. They all put between 150 and 175 people on those ships. We're putting 102 passengers on it. Mm-hmm. And through that, we have enough galley space that we cook there every day from scratch, local sourced products. We bake our own breads. We make our own pastries. So, again, it takes that level of product and that level of what we believe Crystal Luxury stands for to a whole new meaning.
You mentioned two things in your presentation yesterday that I thought were interesting. The first one is that space was an extremely important part of what you consider when you design the interior spaces of the ship. You want people to feel that they can be among others if they want to, or that they can go and sit somewhere where they actually feel that they're more or less at home, without feeling crowded. And that's certainly the impression I get on here.
And that is very carefully designed that way, and that is something that we will protect with our future products as well. That's why the Endeavour is a relatively big expedition ship for 200 passengers, but there is that space available, so you can really see as much or as little of your fellow guests as you want. And sometimes you like to hang out and you go to a lounge and you meet other people. Sometimes you just want to read a book and you go to the Palm Court and you look out over the sea and you read something. And it's just the experience at Crystal ought to be totally about what you want to do that day. You go and eat when you want, you go and relax when you want, and you go and be entertained when you want.
I'm very impressed with the people that you have working for you. I would imagine it must be great to rely on a team that are as expert as everybody that I've spent some time with over the last 2 days. The captain, the hotel director, the people in marketing here, the people who have every single person, right down to someone who cleans the ashtray every 5 minutes in the cigar lounge. It seems to me that everyone is really on top of their game.
Yes, and of course that has been honed over many, many years of operations, and we are fortunate to have a relatively low turnover, so we have very experienced and very well staff with a high expertise level. Mm-hmm. Same is true for our management group. So it is something that we're proud of. It is something that we rely on a lot to deliver the product that you have been experiencing. It is not something that we take for granted, though. It is something that every single day takes attention, nurturing, adjusting, and never believing. The moment that we start believing that we're good, it's the moment that we're not so good anymore. So we're always pushing that bar a little bit higher.
How was your journey charted up to this point? What got you to the point where you're now in charge of Crystal Cruises?
Well, I came from another company that relies heavily on quality and experience, and that is the Disney company. I worked for Disney Parks and Resorts, and I was the COO for the Disney Cruise Line for many, many years. I was part of the team that designed and built the ships that Disney Cruise Line has. So I was part of the team that put the service model together. And actually, back in the day, a lot of the Crystal executives came over to Disney Cruise Line to help us start that cruise line. So there's many similarities and parallels between the two brands. It goes 25 years plus back. So from that point of view, the switch from Disney to Crystal wasn't that outrageous as people sometimes believe it is. We always were kind of parallel to each other. We had very good ties. If people with kids on the Crystal ships wanted, grandparents wanted to take their grandchildren on a family vacation, Crystal would recommend us. If we had people that said, hey, we're going for a special vacation, just the two of us, we would recommend Crystal. There was always that kind of interaction between the brands.
If people are listening to this and they've never tried cruising, and particularly Crystal, what's your kind of constant recommendation to people who haven't tried this, who need to? Why do you think cruising is the best thing to do?
I think that cruising is a phenomenal way to get introduced to the various destinations around the world. There is no other way of travel where you would go, for instance, to the Baltic region or to the Mediterranean, and you're first into the region, or you've done it once but you want to do it again. It is the only way where you just unpack once,
right,
and go from country to country, place to place and enjoy the product that we have designed for you ashore. And through that process, very easy way to travel. I mean, if you have done this before, if you organize it yourself, it's an awful lot of work and it takes a lot of time. If you do it on a ship, you just see it and you kind of make up your mind, hey, this is a place that I would like to come back to. And people do that all the time. They go on a cruise and then they decide what kind of a land vacation they want to have afterwards. So it is a great kind of sampler of the great destinations around the world. And then to travel and explore and do adventurous things, be out for an entire day in vineyards or whatever the case may be, whatever is the thing that interests you at the moment, and then come back to the luxury and the home comforts of a ship like the Crystal Serenity or the Crystal Symphony is remarkable. You travel in a style that is very hard to match when you're doing it yourself or you're doing a land-based vacation.
I would imagine a lot of your time is spent in the office.
So it's about half-half.
Okay, so you do get to spend quite a lot of time on the ships.
On the ships and the shipyards and the sales offices around the world.
Right. And where do you like to go? If you get to choose on those rare occasions where you do, where would you want to cruise to?
Well, when I usually go back to Europe because that's where I am from,
yes.
And the little time I have to myself, I like to spend there with my family and visiting the places that have become very close to my heart. From a cruise perspective, it is very hard to say what is your favorite because they're so hard to
it's like choosing a favorite child, I suppose.
Yeah, because and they're so different in nature. If you think about cruising Australia,
yes.
the coastline of Australia, which is absolutely spectacular, but it is a completely different cruise than cruising down the coast of the coastlines of Indonesia and Singapore and the Far East. It's even within Europe, a Mediterranean cruise like the one we're on currently, and a Baltic cruise up north, or a British Isle cruise that goes to the North Cape, is completely different in nature. So, but all of them are spectacular and attractive in their own way, and that's one of the remarkable things about cruising. You don't have to repeat yourself all that often. There's always the next adventure out there, and if you think about that, with bringing out the Endeavour, the expedition ship, which is a very small ship, it's a 20,000-ton ship for 200 people, now we can reach frontiers that these big ships can't even imagine going to because it really reaches small ports. And now you can, again, start exploring areas that you've heard of but that you haven't been able to visit. And it's a remarkable way to do it.
Well, congratulations on you know, keeping a ship like this going, keeping a company doing as well as Crystal is, and your passengers certainly are the best ambassadors for the product. They seem to be very, very happy. They seem to be having the time of their lives. And I saw on one of the screens there are some people who've been on over 100 cruises.
Yeah, actually, I recognized a lady the night that I came on. She just started her 381st cruise.
Wow.
Wow. That's extraordinary.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
This is CliffCentral.com.